Hi, everyone. This is Ricky from the Foul Monkeys podcast, and this is going to be episode 127, but it's going to be very special because it's actually not an episode that we recorded. Herb is out of town, and I really didn't feel like calling anyone to come over and do a show, so what I did was I asked a listener named Christian, who lives in California, what episode would you enjoy to listen to again? And he said that he would love to hear the show with Herb's mom, Mama Seti, and I was thinking, well, that's a little bit too recent. Is there something else you'd like to hear? And so we listened to a couple episodes, and he decided that our very first episode would be a good one. Well, I decided to go ahead and go with that. I want you guys to listen, or some of the new listeners, maybe to hear what we sounded like on our first episode when we had three or four people around one mic. I think this episode is just me and my old co-host, Eddie, or also known as Gina. We did about 55 episodes together, and then we decided to split ways due to different reasons, which is cool. He's still a cool guy. He has a great podcast. But I want you guys to listen to the quality of the podcast, the sound quality, the subject matter, and let us know what you think. It's a very old episode. I can't guarantee it's the best. I know that we worked on it we recorded for 28 minutes, I think, and then it took us 5 hours to edit it because we were still brand new at everything. We didn't know anything, so we had to learn from scratch. I want to thank everyone for still listening. If you've been listening since episode one, I would love for you to email us and tell us who you are, where you're from, and we'll give you a shout out. Also, the new listeners, please remember to go back into iTunes and download some most recent shows or go to the website and listen to them. I don't want you to think that this is what our show sounds like right now. It's been a lot of hard work. And I just want to say, it's been fun. I love doing it, and I'll do it as long as people are listening. And this is the show. So it's called Keeping It Poppin', I believe. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And of course, go to the website at foulmonkeys.com and check everything out. And go to the blog and check out some pictures that we took over Halloween. And have a great week. And we hope to have something out for you this Wednesday and Thursday. I love you, Herb, even though you're not here. Bye.
China thinks it's all about this. China thinks it's all about this.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Welcome, you are listening to Foul Monkeys, Episode 1.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Gina.
And this is Ricky, and we're back with our official first episode.
Yes, the very first episode of Foul Monkeys, the official one. Yay!
You know, yesterday we recorded a podcast, and we actually put it out for sample for people to download.
Hope you listened to it. It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yes.
But we had some feedback, and we very much appreciate it. We don't want to give any names on the feedback yet, because we don't know if these people want to actually have their name put on here. But there was one person that said maybe cut down on the jingles a little bit. And then there was someone that insisted that Gina spell her name different because they thought it was Gina instead.
Well, Gina, Gina, you know, it's all pink on the inside.
You know, well, we're taking the name, of course, from vagina.
Yes.
And if you take the V-A off, it's Gina. So we spelled it G-I-N-A.
Of course, because, you know, you can't spell it V-A-G-E-I-N-A, vagina.
Right.
But I'm not dissing anybody, so please, that was not a diss on the person who sent us that email. We love you, and thank you very much for sending that.
Yes, we love
posting that message. I'm sorry.
We love all the feedback that we get. Yes. Of course, it's only our pilot episode, and we had a few, but it's unbelievable that we had 30 people download our show yesterday.
Yay, we must have done something right, I hope. Hope you loved it.
And that was just putting it on my live journal and MySpace and sharing it with a few other friends. We had 30 people download. I'm very shocked at that. Yes. But yesterday it took us about, 5.5 hours to record 17 minutes of material.
Jesus Christ, people, it took fucking forever.
It's not as easy as everyone makes it to be out on iTunes and Podcast Alley and all that good stuff.
All I can say is to you people who are out there doing podcasts right now, oh my God, bravo to y'all, because this shit is fucking hard.
And it's a lot of editing afterwards. It's not instant. So even when we were finished with the podcast, we still had like 2 hours to finish our episode.
Yes, thank God for edit and delete.
But just to let you guys know, we did get the RSS feed fixed. I've actually sent it to iTunes, and it's under review to be downloaded. So hopefully within the next few days, it'll be ready to be downloaded for everyone around the world.
I just hope we weren't too explicit for them.
No, just as long as we have explicit on the tag, they don't care.
Okay, well.
But, the listeners may not like that. But
true, because we were kind of reprimanded for saying, fuck you.
Our friend Kathy, she says it's bad karma for us to open the show with fuckers and then to say fuck you at the end. So we may change that a little bit because maybe it's a little true.
Doubt it, but, thank you, sweetie.
Kathy, that's another feedback that we really enjoyed.
Yes.
Actually, she listened to the show and she thought that she wasn't going to be able to be on it because we may be too rude and crude, but she actually said... Sorry, that's my fault. She actually said that...
Take a call. Hang on, people.
No, not taking a call. Just, she actually said that she's willing to be on the show now because it's not that bad.
Yeah, we weren't vulgar enough, so... We gotta fix that shit.
Right.
So...
We don't curse. We don't believe in that shit.
That's right.
Anyway.
Fuck everybody.
So, yes, it should be available on iTunes soon. It's gonna be a free subscription, so you don't have to pay for the service or anything like that.
Like you would want to, huh?
But if you do like us, please tell friends about us.
Please,
our website is just pretty simple right now. We may find someone to actually work on it a little bit and get us a little bit more, entertained on there. But, we're working on it. We're fresh. We're new.
New meat, people.
We'd love to hear from every single one of you guys.
Yes, please.
Okay, Gina, so yesterday we talked about a little about ourselves, but you left a couple things out that I noticed when I was listening to the podcast, and a couple people actually asked, a few questions, and...
What?
Yeah.
What?
First of all, they want to know where the name Gina comes from, which I think we kind of explained that from the beginning.
Vagina. That's the way I can be, rude as crude as I want and not have to worry about it.
Because you're so afraid you're going to be really popular and you're going to be, like, rich and millionaire.
I know, right? And it's like, God forbid, have all these people, come and pounding all over me trying to get my autograph. I can't have that.
Or in your pants.
I don't care about that. That's fine. They could jump.
What if it's a girl?
Sushi's not bad every once in a while.
Okay. If that's what you say. Oh, and they also, yesterday, you forgot, you said you were a student, but you didn't say what kind of student you were, and you also didn't maybe say your age, and I don't know if that's a reason for that.
Well, let's see. Well, on the student part, I'm actually learning to become a medical claims billing specialist.
That's pretty fancy.
Yes, I know. For at-home professional, that's pretty fancy, ain't it?
Pretty fancy.
Woohoo! I get to learn all these fucking long-ass terms like aleukocytosis.
That sounds serious.
Well, it's just the lack of having white cells. It's not too bad.
Oh. Well, don't you need those to fight off diseases?
True, but, if you ain't got them, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Get sick.
I know, right?
Okay, sorry, tangent. Go ahead.
God, age? Jesus Christ. Yes, I was avoiding that, but I guess I'll have to, spill it.
We 39. Must know, darling. We must know.
39, darling. 39.
No. Yes. Shut up.
Serious.
No 66. Way.
Yes.
Oh, my
Shut
God.
Up, right?
He totally doesn't look 39, you guys. I was totally thinking 59. I'm just joking. It's the makeup.
Yeah. Tons of it, baby. Tons of it. A girl's gotta wear her makeup.
So you want to be, what is that, a medical transcriptionist? Is that what that kind of is?
No, actually, a medical billing specialist, when you go into the doctor and they do whatever, shoot you in the ass with medicine or whatever, the form they fill out, I have to transcribe that into numerical terms for the, insurance companies and shit.
Oh, okay, but you can do that from home, right?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to do. Once I get my certificate degree, I'm hoping to do it at home, but I may have to start into a place of business first.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Victor from work, the Latino guy. He was from Puerto Rico. Really may cute, have. And he came over to my department.
May have, yes.
Well, anyway, his wife does that from home.
Yes.
And she, I don't know, she makes like $27 an hour.
See, I'm going to be a rich bitch then.
It's kind of sad that he's going to be making more than I am. And I actually have to go to work and teach children.
Ooh, children.
What is it? Well, they're not... We need to mold them into the children that we need them to be. Well, that I want them to be. But they need to learn, too, so...
Adult males bent over a couch.
Oh, not at age 7 or 8.
I said adults.
I don't want to even
I
think about that.
I brought them up there to adult age. I didn't leave them at kids.
I don't want to think about...
I'm not a pedophile.
My elementary school kids being...
People, we
bent
have to,
over a couch.
Can we correct these people out there in their thought pattern?
On what?
Pedophiles.
Oh, you mean...
Gay people are not pedophiles.
No, it's mostly straight men.
Yes.
Who like power.
Right, yes.
Maybe I'm just generalizing, but maybe I need to do my research, but that's what I see usually on the news or like
yes.
Cold Case Files. I don't know if you've ever seen that. That's a great show.
Plug.
I don't have cable. I can't even plug that. But when I did have cable, we watched it all the time, and I liked it.
Cool.
But that actually goes into another story of a speech that was given in my speech class. We'll save that for another episode because it's okay. In detail and it's kind okay. of shocking. I don't know if everyone can handle that right now.
But I just wanted people to realize that I wasn't trying to be pedophilic because I did say that with the children being adult men... I did not lead them in the child capacity.
That's good. Thanks.
Yes.
I don't want to have to think about it.
I mean,
that.
I'm sick, but I'm not that sick.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, I am.
But,
raise your hand to Jesus. Sweat for Jesus, baby. Sweat for Jesus.
Oh, we won't go there again. I cannot deal with that right now. Although, Aaron, I wonder what he's doing these days. excuse me.
Sure
who is he doing?
I'm sure he's sweating for Jesus, too.
I'm sure he is. Well, is there anything else that you want to know about you?
I'm single.
I
forgot to say that because my dear friend sitting to my side, Ricky, announced that he was single. So I'm single too.
Do you want to be single?
Or oh hell yes! Oh hell yes!
Well, yes. I was in like a 4.5-year relationship, and
I'm sorry.
No, it was really good.
I'm sorry.
It was a good relationship, but things, got a little rocky at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since then, I've been single. I've been single for about 5 months now, 5 or 6 months.
Oh, he's a newbie.
And I'm really enjoying it, actually.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So it's nice. But
and speaking of big dicks in Lakeland.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, we're from Lakeland, Florida. God damn it.
Fuck it.
Damn it, Gina. Shit.
But
now we're going to get famous.
Was huge.
Really?
Yes. God,
is he from Lakeland?
Yes.
What? Write his name out for me. Is he online? I don't think I know that name, but...
Oh, God, yes, he's big.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that off the air. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yes.
Anything
it's,
else?
It's one of those things to where... Let me tell you people from it's that... You know how some of you people out there are size queens? that you always wish, oh, I wish I had me a big one all the time. No, you don't.
Really?
No, you don't.
I don't like big ones either because, like my friend in Atlanta that I was talking to earlier said, he wants to be able to actually walk after the whole episode.
Yes.
So I would have to agree with him.
Yes, because my ex, like I said, was a big one and...
Sorry.
You can't take that shit all the time. Maybe I'm just a pussy. I don't know, but it's hard to take
that shit up the ass all the time.
Fuck no, that bitch.
I thought shit's supposed to come out of your ass.
Well, no, that big cock.
Excuse me while I'm reaching over to get my drink. I don't know if you can hear me.
He ain't gonna make it, people. No. It's not gonna come on. Stretch.
Don't move the mic. Don't move the mic.
You're running out of room.
There we go. Actually, you guys have to take. You have to taste this new soda. It's over there. It's a Diet Dr. Pepper berries and cream. It's actually pretty good. Mm. You have to try it.
Cream.
Mm. Cream?
Yes. All over my chest.
Ugh. Okay. That sounds fun. Yes. Do you have a hairy chest, Gina?
Yes. My Gina's hairy, too.
Okay. That's a little more than I needed to know.
Well, I'm sure the audience probably were like, okay, we didn't need to know that either, but yeah, sorry. It's out there.
Gina is hairy. We all know this now.
Gina got a hairy Gina. Go Gina. And now the movie in review.
Sorry. I didn't plan on doing all that.
Okay,
but
stop that.
No, it's okay.
Okay,
no, it's fun.
Let's do it over.
No,
there.
No.
Let's do it official.
No, I want to keep it.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, and now a movie in review with Ricky.
Thank you, movie phone.
Yay.
Anyway, I went to go see a movie today with my friend Brandy. Actually, she's a coworker, and she actually listened to our show, and she liked it too. But we went to go see the movie Stick It.
And we actually might be able to get Brandy on the show, maybe.
Yeah, but she doesn't talk. She said that she would be our mute friend.
Okay. Oh, that sounds cool.
Maybe we'll do a video podcast and then we'll show
just
her.
Have the camera right on her
right.
The whole time.
Right.
This is mute Brandy.
She doesn't say a lot.
Okay. Does she know sign language?
Mm. Yeah.
She could yay! She could actually do the podcast in which she could do it in sign language.
Oh, like they do on TV, the religious
yes.
shows, like
right,
at the
yes.
bottom when they have the sign language
yes.
interpreter. I wonder if they're really saying what the preacher's saying, or are they saying,
I don't think so.
Send us money because
yes.
you'll go to heaven if
yes.
you do.
Or
probably so.
I'm kind of horny right now.
I don't.
And I would like to have some dick if there's any out there.
I'm willing to sweat for Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, anyway. Okay, tangent, sorry. I went to go see a movie called Stick It. It was supposed to be something like Mean Girls. And not that movie. That's been released through a porno, like, a couple years ago, I'm sure.
Oh, there's a porno called Stick It?
I don't know, but I'm sure there is.
I would like it.
But Stick It is about a bunch of girls, or is actually about a girl who's a misfit that used to be a gymnast, and she decided that it wasn't for her anymore. But she also keeps getting in trouble, and then one of the punishments is she has to go back to the American Gymnast Association or something and win some kind of award or whatever.
Not too much pressure.
No, right. Well, she walked out on the world championships,
mm-hmm.
and she caused America to lose the gold. Not that that's a real life thing, and that'll
mm-hmm.
ever happen, because
yes.
I know them gymnast people are stingy bitches.
Yes. And very flexible.
But I can honestly say this movie was nothing like Mean Girls. Mean Girls was a great movie.
Oh, yes. Mean Girls was good. Especially when they got that barroom brawl fight in the cafeteria. Kick her ass, bitch! Kick her ass!
But pretty much, we'll just say Stick It really needs to say
suck it.
Because it sucked. Don't waste the money. But although, thank you, Brandy, for paying for my way in. That's very nice of you.
Yes, Brandy, that was wonderful. Our mute friend Brandy.
Our mute friend Brandy, who actually speaks, you know, at work, but refuses to speak when we're in front of a group of people, or she said she won't even speak with a podcast. So,
but we will have her on the show.
Yes, and we will try to get her to speak. I don't know how well, but, you know. But anyway, you might hear a couple jinglings around. That's because I have two cats, and... my dog is back. He was actually gone for a week. He went to go with his, or he went to go see his other daddy, his visitation rights. And you hear that, he's shaking. Finbar is a miniature American Eskimo, and he's trying to crawl up on me right now, but no, sir. Go lay down. Go. But, you may hear him bark. Please, I hope he's not going to bark. But Kevin is his daddy, and people may know him. There's some people on this, you know, that's listening that actually know him from Life Journal or actually local in town. Ooh. But he kept local him for superstar. A week. Yeah, he walked, they kept him for a week, and, you know, Kevin is single, but I don't think he's looking for a relationship, but he's single.
Ooh. Like a single man.
Yeah.
Or a hard man.
Oh, well, he could be both.
Yes. So, I shouldn't waste my money and go see this fucking movie, right?
Oh, sorry, tangent again. No, don't waste your money
to go see this movie. It's all about the dick, baby. It's all about the dick. It's okay.
What if we called it Dick It?
Yes. Stick It in the Dick It.
Stick It in the Dick Hole, yes, maybe. Something. I don't know. Anyway, that's the movie review for Stick It. And don't go waste your money. It might be good to see on DVD. Maybe not.
If not, if you can always use the DVD as a coaster afterwards.
Yes, like it, you know. Or you can rent it and then never return it to Blockbuster because we always forget to do that, right?
I have the at-home delivery service.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Not everyone is, you know, rich. It's like you. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay, that's the Stick It review. And don't go see the movie, and that's about it for that.
Alrighty, and this was Movie in Review with Ricky!
Ricky! Yay! Yes! Okay, Gina, so you brought up a subject of straight people fucking, and I really don't know what that's about, so we'll let you take that away, and then I'll put it in my opinion if I need to.
Okay, it's just a tangent I went off on. It's like, because, I mean, look at all the construction and everything that's going on, you know, destroying forests and things like that, and people freaking out because animals come up in their yard. Where the fuck are they supposed to go? You're taking their home away.
Especially the alligators.
Yes.
Here in Florida, the alligators are kind of bad, and there's a lot of houses around the lakes. Yes. I think there's, in Polk County, there's 550 lakes.
Oh, yes. We're just like Lake City.
And people get really upset. Like, an alligator comes up and eats their dog when they're walking around the lake.
What the fuck do you expect? You took his house away. Where is he going? He's homeless.
Well, this is the worst part. They usually end up killing the alligator.
Right.
That's not right.
That's sad. And see, you know, I'm not saying that it's straight people's fault, which kind of it is, but they need to quit fucking so much. Quit but having so many kids.
But if they didn't fuck, there wouldn't be any gay people.
Well, true, because, I mean, that's where gay people come from, is straight people.
But the more they fuck, the more 10% they put out.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, I guess we could do testing to find out which ones are gay and come out gay and the ones we can keep them.
Yeah, I guess so. But that's, I don't know. There's some straight guys out there that sometimes linger to our side for a while.
That's true. And those are kind of fun.
Yeah.
I've had a few.
Well, what's funny is when I was younger, like 19 or 20, I was
the whore again.
I lived in a town, well, we know Christiansburg,
first the preacher's son, now who next?
But I moved to a town called Radford, and that's where Radford University is. It's a major nursing school and teaching school. But me and my close girlfriend, we would go to a bar, and we would go there and have a few drinks, and she would start talking to the street guys. You know, we're like, okay, cool, whatever. You know, I was gay. I was like, you know, whatever. I was probably the only gay person in the bar or in the restaurant.
That's always fun.
Yeah. So we would talk to this guy, and we'd get him, like, sloppy drunk, and then we'd be like, hey, you know what? We're having, like, you want to come down to our apartment for drinks? Which, she didn't live with me. She was, you know, it was my apartment.
And just for all you newbie gay guys out there that are just now coming out, if you're ever at a bar and someone says, would you like to come home for drinks? They're not talking about coming home and drinking. They're talking about you want to come home and fuck.
Yeah, they're not talking about tea, baby.
No, baby. They're talking about putting their dick in your mouth.
Or teabagging.
Or teabagging, whichever.
But anyway, we would get the guy there and we would give him a few more drinks. And then my female friend would politely go away and, you know,
leave you all the meat.
Things happened, and the only thing that I remember is waking up the next morning and saying, dude, don't tell my girlfriend. Yeah, they would actually say, don't tell my girlfriend.
Oh, God, no, this is our little secret.
But actually, one guy broke up with his girlfriend and came back down to my apartment.
It was that good.
I guess so, but you know what? I told him, I said, I'm not looking for that right now, so you need to go back to your girlfriend.
Damn, girls got it good. Oh, excuse me. Boys got it good.
I'm not a girl.
Okay. China. I corrected myself.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boys got it good.
Not all straight people are bad, though. There are some really good straight people out there.
Well, I agree. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe they should just slow down on fucking men.
Yeah, maybe.
Not necessarily stop altogether, but just slow down some.
I don't think it's going to be possible.
You know, we're populating this place too much.
It's not going to be possible when they can get like a 5,000 credit off their taxes per kid.
Cha-ching!
Whatever. Right. Well, we could have added that sound effect in, but thanks. Whatever. So, anything else about straight people that you want to talk about?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Okay, Gina, so let's talk about something that everybody's talking about.
Oh, yes, the inevitable.
Gas prices.
God, Jesus, fucking Christ.
Arm and a leg, hello.
That's what I'm saying, you're fucking firstborn.
Right? Jesus. Okay, we're actually looking at an article on MSNBC.
Yes.
And we're actually looking at a couple numbers here. And I think we fall around this range of $15,000 to $19,999 per year.
Of right? income? Yeah.
Around that? So yeah, maybe a little more. Maybe a little bit more than 19, not a lot more.
Right, yeah.
But it says the energy cost for price around that price range is $2,215, and that the budget for that is actually 11% to 15% of what we make. What do you think about that, Gina?
They're saying that I had to spend between 11 and 15% of what I fucking make on my income for gas.
Gas, I guess it's electricity also, probably.
God damn, just fucking bend me over and fuck me hard. Jesus Christ.
It's saying here that they're not able to keep up with the demand that the United States is requiring, and that's why the gas prices have actually gone up 60 cents in the past month.
Oh, jeez, fucking $3 a gallon. That's fucking bullshit.
I know we're paying anywhere from $2.90 to $3.01. Yes. I wonder what other people are paying around the United States.
Jesus Christ. I'm sure, like, up in New York and stuff like that, places like that, I think it's about, like, $4, $5, and $6.
You think that much difference?
Well, probably up until, like, $4.
I would say $4, yeah. Too, close to that. Maybe $3.70 somewhere. Yeah. But that's, you guys can get back to us and let us know about
right,
that.
Yes.
Leave comments on the webpage, or the website, or you could email us at
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes, that's perfect. Thanks, yes. Gino.
No problem. But yes, do us that favor and send us what you're paying for gas now.
Yeah, we'll read it. We'll read it. Yeah. You know, the different areas. We'll read
we'll
it.
Bitch
and
with
see.
You.
Yeah, believe me. But you know what? I actually have an online friend from LiveJournal named Dave who lives in Canada. And actually, he's the BDDD, but we won't go into that.
Okay.
That's a nickname that I've given him.
Okay.
But he actually says the United States is spoiled with the prices that we're paying because they have always paid more than us.
Oh, right. Well, I know I've spoken to someone over in England, and they said that their prices right now are like $6 a gallon.
Well, Jesus well, fuck. Is it a gallon or a liter? Because they do.
I know, they're metric. Yeah,
so
I don't know. Probably
maybe
meter.
It's different. And they
probably.
Don't use the United States dollars, do they?
Right, no.
They use
no.
pounds or something
yeah,
like that.
They got a lot of pounds.
Or their yes. euro. I don't know what they do. I think maybe they're the only ones that don't use the euro there. And all the other countries do.
Now, didn't they use a euro for a little bit and then something happened where they changed it again because
back
people didn't like it
or something?
Yeah,
I think so. Something like that.
But
I guess the United States has always been spoiled with our gas prices. But we have never, ever... I remember when I... Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on for a second. Okay. I remember when I first started driving, gas was like 88 cents a gallon.
I know. Ain't that a fucking shame?
But, oh, you're like 40, so what...
Whatever. Bitch. Whatever.
How much was it when you first started driving?
Oh, my
Gina?
God. Let's see. It was... Oh, I'm sure it was...
Sorry.
So you have a message.
No, that's a missed call, but oh, I'm about to get a message here in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sure it was under $1 whenever I first started driving. You know, back whenever Fred Flintstone and them was driving.
Well, oh, well, they didn't use gas then, though.
Yeah, we pedaled everywhere we went.
So there was no cost. Right. It was, like, free. Under free.
Yeah. Under my feet.
Always how come they never had the dinosaurs pull them around? Can you answer that?
I don't think they were smart enough to take that into consideration that if they, you know, tied the dinosaurs up and put these things behind it, they would pull them.
Oh, were there gay people back then?
You know, that's a good question. What is your opinion, people? Do you think there were gay people back in the dinosaur ages?
Or Flintstones? Well, all know that there were no humans at the same time as the dinosaurs.
Oh, that's true.
But do you think there were gay humans on the Flintstones?
Right. Back in the Stone Age, yeah.
Did they ever have a gay person? I don't know.
I don't know.
I only remember the four characters and the boss and... Oh, how about the alien guy? Remember him? He was kind of gay. The green guy, remember?
Oh, Gazoo.
Yeah, I think he was... Oh. He may have been a little gay.
He was... Yeah, I would say so. I think, yes.
You think him, Barney, and Fred maybe had a three-way?
I think so.
So that would be like a bear, an alien, and what was...
A midget.
What's Barney? A midget?
I think Barney was a midget.
Little person.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, little person.
PC, little person. Yeah. That's kind of hot. Do you think Wilma and Betty got it on?
Oh, hell yes. You know they were munching each other.
Oh, yeah, licking each other's box all the time.
Oh, my God. Eat the carpet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hot.
Yeah.
How about Dino and Wilma? I bet they got it on.
Ooh, you think bestiality happened?
Ooh. I bet so, because yes. I bet those dinosaurs had huge Because
you know ones. how he could never stay outside. Dino was always in the house.
He was always in the house, wasn't he?
And they threw his ass out, he was right back.
And remember they had the elephant that did the shower?
Yes.
Maybe, like, Dino backed it on up onto that. Could be. And got an enema.
Hey, there you go.
Ooh. That's hot. Okay, well, enough about the Flintstones.
Yeah,
that's kind of grody.
Bestiality. Dinosaur bestiality. Yummy, yummy.
We love dino meat.
Yeah. Dino rock.
Dino dick.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of like robotic, but animalistic at the same time. Dino dick.
Dino dick.
It's what's for dinner.
Yes, the new meat.
Treat. Well, this is the end of our first episode, Gina.
Yes, the very first official episode of Foul Monkeys.
I'm kind of excited that one day, eventually, this will be on iTunes and people can actually download it.
Oh, no, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It's going to be great.
Corrupt the whole fucking world, not just fucking Lakeland.
Polk County.
Excuse me. Redneck capital. Yeehaw, girl.
We would like to say thank you to a special person that actually lives in Orlando. His name is Chris, and he's actually provided us with so much information on how to do this. He's actually taught us a few things.
He's like a god.
Yeah, I mean, he gave so much to us, and a lot of it's been like, you know, donationed or volunteered. That's really nice of him.
Very, very, very big thank you for helping us out.
Yes.
You don't know how much we appreciate everything that you've done for us.
And when we do get everything, all of his information, we'll post it on the website because he does offer hosting.
Yes.
Hopefully some of our friends online will be able to access him and maybe get some more information on it. Yes. But as soon as we get the information, we will make sure to give it to you.
Yes, we will be putting that on our website, you know, link to it, and also giving you some information about it. You know, great guy, wonderful guy.
And we actually might be able to have him online one day, or actually on the show, one of the episodes.
That's cool.
Maybe he can be our geek boy that tells us a bunch of geeky stuff.
Hey, that would be cool. That would be really cool.
That would be awesome. Cool.
Yes, definitely.
Remember that you can visit us at www.foulmonkeys.com. And you can also email us at...
Yes, where the monkey will make you do it. Our email address is foulmonkeys@gmail.com. So drop us a line.
Make sure that you give us all the feedback that you can. Also leave comments on the website. That would be great because we want more people looking at the website. We had 30 people download. Maybe we can get 30 more.
That would be wonderful. And then once we get on iTunes, then the whole fucking world.
That would be great.
That would be so cool.
Maybe, you know, it's kind of ironic that I'm wearing my Dawn and Drew shirt right now because I've launched their fan club and they're the first podcast that I ever listened to.
A big shout out to Dawn and Drew.
They're fabulous. They're great. I love them.
Plug, plug, plug.
Another plug is also the PNS Explosion.
Yes. Great guys.
You can go to www.pnsexplosion.com and download their episodes. They're really great. They're good guys. They're from Chicago, and they're funny as hell. Yeah. Also, you can go to Don and Drew, or www.donandrew.com, and that'll take you to their website, and you can also download some of their things.
And a big shout-out to one of my favorite podcasts called TWIT, This Week in Tech, hosted by Mr. Leo Laporte. Wonderful, funny guy. Great information that they give. It's not always about geek technology, but you know, it's a great show. So if you like tech and geeky stuff, give it a try.
We watched that video on actually how to do this podcast. Wasn't he on there? Or the second part of it?
Well, yes.
They were showing him.
Yes, Mr. Laporte was on that.
His shit is all technical.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Leo Laporte has the shit set up.
We have two sets of headphones, one microphone, an iMac, and GarageBand. That's all that we have. And I think that's all we need for right now.
Yes, until we get big.
Big and famous like Don and Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, Don and Drew, you're so dreamy. We love you. Anyway. Hey, that's a lot of free plugs for them. They should be happy. Maybe we should contact them and tell them to plug us.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. We plug you, you plug us.
What if they plug your gina?
That would be okay.
You sure?
Yes.
I heard it's really tight.
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Is it sweet and tight?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Does it sweat for Jesus?
Yes. It sweats for Jesus, baby. It sweats for Jesus.
I'm sure it does, considering you say, oh, God, all night.
I know, right? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, yes. Oh, faster, harder. Oh,
okay.
Funny.
We really need to end the show. I hope you guys have a great week. We will try to get another episode out maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Maybe sooner, not sure. We might record a bunch of them and save them up so then we don't have to be always behind.
Right, yes.
But you guys have a great weekend, and we hope to hear from you. Peace out.
Yes, and we hope you enjoy the show, and bye. Oh, yeah, and fuck you!